following collection of nursery rhymes and songs is presented to Jean Ellen by her grandpa. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was black as soot, and into Mary's pail of milk he put his dirty foot. Mary was a straightforward girl who couldn't stand any sham. Picked up the pail and much surprised that poor little black lamb. Bath Bunny, Currant Bunny sang a comic song. Bath Bunny, Currant Bunny sang it loud and long. When the other bunnies said it filled them all with pain, Bath Bunny, Currant Bunny sang it twice again. Now for the dance of the Minikins, using the five fingers of the hand. First the thumb. Dance, thumb, and dance. Dance, thumb, and dance. Thumb and cannot dance alone, so dance ye Minikins, everyone, everyone, everyone. Dance ye Minikins, everyone. And this is to be repeated for the foreman, the first finger, middleman, ringman, and little man. This number is both a story and a song. It's called Black Sheep. It's the story of a man who was in prison. This man became a model prisoner and was allowed to work for the warden and his wife in their residence. They not only trusted Black Sheep with the general work of the house, but also at times with the care of their baby boy. One day the baby was taken sick, and neither his father or mother could seem to do anything for him. The mother suggested that they call in Black Sheep to see if he could quiet the baby and probably get him to sleep. As soon as Black Sheep took him in his arms and started to walk with him, the baby became quiet. The warden and his wife left the room to get a little rest. Later, the warden just looked in to see if the baby was sleeping. Black Sheep was still walking with the baby and singing this song. Ginger, he belonged to the mill. Ginger, he belonged to the mill. Ginger, he belonged to the mill, and the mill belonged to Ginger. If he ain't dead, he lives there still. If he ain't dead, he lives there still. If he ain't dead, he lives there still, and the mill belongs to Ginger. The warden quietly asked, "Is the baby better?" And Black Sheep answered, that is, he answered in song. And this is what he sang. His little stomach's on my fist, it eases off the pain, sir. And if I take my fist away, the pain will come again, sir. Ginger, he belonged to the mill. Ginger, he belonged to the mill. Ginger, he belonged to the mill, and the mill belonged to Ginger. Baby's lullaby. Bye bye, baby, go to sleep. Shut your pretty eyes. Though the stars may wink and peep over you, my watch I'll keep till the bright sunrise. Till the bright sunrise. Bye bye, baby, go to sleep. And then the song is repeated. Peekaboo. Peekaboo, peekaboo, come from behind the chair. Peekaboo, peekaboo, for I see you're hiding there. Oh, you rascal. Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, come from behind the chair. Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, for I see you're hiding there. My old black cat. Some may like the tortoise shell. Others love the white so well. Let them choose of this or that, but give to me my old black cat. Oh, poor pussy, poor old pussy, sitting so cozy, close to the fire. See this pretty little girl of mine, she cost me many a bottle of wine, a bottle of wine and a sovereign too, to see what my little girl can do. Down on the carpet she shall kneel, till the grass grows in the field. Stand upright upon your feet, and kiss the one you love so sweet. Old Jack Frost. Old Jack Frost. Old Jack Frost. Oh, he bites our nose and he bites our toes, and a naughty little elf is he. But he won't stay long when the south wind blows, and very, very glad we'll be.
Well, Jean Ellen, I expect Grandpa will have to have another try at sending you some nursery rhymes, because listening to this one that I've just made, I think my voice is a bit rusty. Something happened anyhow. But just the same, I'm sending this to you with lots of love and wishes for a happy, happy birthday. I think Grandma will have something to say to you just a bit later, but I'm sending this first of all. Just think of it. A year old. 1 year done. Lots more to come, we hope. And good ones, too. We've been looking at your pictures. We have so many of them now, we can put them all over the place here. Look at you just as often as we want to. But we are glad we didn't have to wait just for pictures alone. We saw you this summer, and what a good time we had with you. If Grandpa had just been as good as you were, why, we'd had a better time, wouldn't we? Oh, well, he's feeling better now, so I guess everything is all right. We'll be looking forward to seeing you again some of these days. Now, maybe David will be able to sing some of these songs that I've put on the record for you. Hope he will. And maybe he can sing them better than I've tried to even now. We'll see about that later, won't we? We're hoping that you'll have a very happy birthday and some real nice weather to make it a good birthday all the way around. I expect you'll have a birthday cake, won't you? Lots of other things, too. We'll be thinking of you all the time, sending our love, as we will always. And so I'll just say, with love and a great big kiss, one like this. Did you hear that? Well, that's from Grandpa. And then Grandma is going to say something else after. So I'll just close for this morning. See you again some of these days. Bye-bye, Grandpa.
Jean Ellen, Grandma wants to wish you a happy birthday, too. I wish we were near enough so we could come in and have a piece of your birthday cake. And while we can't be there, our thoughts will be with us, and we'll send our love to you, and your daddy and mother can give you a great big kiss and a hug for me. So happy birthday, and have a good time.
I see we have quite a little bit of time left on this tape, so I'm going to ask that you give this to your daddy, and I'm going to let him have the rest of the story. Hello, Burr. I just wondered if there was anything else we'd forgotten to tell you. We're just going up to Daytona this morning and have a few things to collect up there. Get back early enough so that we can rest the balance of this day. We have some good neighbors around here. I expect you know that. Clara Martin just brought in something for my dinner. Mother says she doesn't eat it. I think it's some kind of a fish concoction and a great big persimmon. So that's at least for me today.
We're having some warm weather still. Yesterday it ran close to 90, and this morning it feels as though it's going to do the same thing. But we have had some good rains as well. We can still do with a lot more, for the ground is quite dry. Yesterday we went over as far as the new A&P store. That's over where the Big Apple was, next to the Shell station at New Smyrna. You probably will remember that. And we saw that they had some fancy rose bushes for sale, so we got two more to go in the garden. Everything seems to be coming all right. Got to cut back a few of the flowers and give them a fresh start, but it's looking pretty good. And once we get the yard cleaned up and the weeds out of the grass, I think it'll begin to have a different appearance for everybody. I don't know if I told you that the minister was over to see me, did I, the other day? Probably I didn't. Anyhow, he came in, wanted to have a talk with me about the church and some other things, I guess, but there wasn't very much that I could tell him. He said they had a very thin summer, and I expected that. It's getting a little better right now. And of course, they've lost some people, and they didn't help themselves on some of the things that they did, but I think his biggest worry just at the present is the Sunday school. That's very low. And I don't know what they can do to change that. There are a few possibilities. Mr. and Mrs. Houghton were telling us that their daughter, who lives over at Tampa, is coming to live here in Edgewater. And they're hoping that she'll be able to help with the Sunday school. I hope so too, because she's a very good person and a good teacher. That might do something. We need some more blood in here. Probably be getting that after a while. Let me see now, what else do I want to tell you? Oh, we went over as far as the ocean and sat at the beach there watching the waves come in, but we didn't go in. And why do you think? Well, we left our bathing suits right back up at Onaway at Black Lake. So yesterday I went into a store in New Smyrna and got myself new bathing trunks, and I'm hoping that Mother will be able to get something today in Daytona, and then possibly we can go over to the ocean and enjoy some of these warm days and warm water. That I think would do us both good. But we are taking more time for resting these days. Every afternoon that we're here, we just take a good big rest, and we don't stay up too late at night, although we do get up still about soon after 6 in the morning, but that's to get away from the heat of the day. Things are changing a bit round here too. We were down at the bottom of the street here. We were looking at the new Bennett place, which is rather cramped quarters for them, but they think they're going to like it all right. And then we noticed that Bill Nix had all his place up for sale. I don't know what he's going to do, I'm sure, but he's been wanting for a long time, wanting at least to get out into the country somewhere. I don't know where he would want to go. But I doubt whether he'd be able to do that, because Susie is interested now in the band, and what is she, a majorette or something else, and a lot of those things in school, so I don't think she'll want to get very far away. So I think not. And we were talking about the music of the church. I meant to tell you that too. Mrs. Harding played quite a bit this summer, they said, then Mrs. King played, and last Sunday Mrs. Knapp played for them. It seems that Warren Gable, you know, he was playing too for a while. He's gone up to junior college at Daytona, but he's home every night, and the preacher said that he was hoping that they'd be able to get him to play for the balance of the year. They, of course, will have to pay him for that, but then that's probably a good thing, too. They'll discover just how much they have to do. They were also talking about having a big dinner just about this time, but I understand they've changed their minds on that. Just what the plans are for the church. I think he could get along all right if only soon he would settle down to a regular program, and particularly a regular bulletin. I don't think the folk are very pleased with the way things have gone, but I think he's a very good man, but he will have to adjust to some of the circumstances here. He seems to have had a good time this past summer in one thing. I asked him about the chances they'd had to get over to the ocean. He said they'd gone over almost every day because his girl, who is nearly 12, likes to swim. He says doing her a lot of good. She said she likes it here far better than she did down in Texas, so maybe that'll be a contributing factor to their getting adjusted here. Mrs. Alexander seems a very nice woman, quiet, quite good-looking, fairly tall. I should think she would fit into the situation all right if they'd give her half a chance. And I expect that's how they'd have to look at things.
Now, what else? Oh, I think that's about all I have to tell you,
except that I'll be sending you some of the Christian Century copies.